You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, joined in the studio today by our own news team member, Gary Leonard, who is filling a different role today. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
When you are not a volunteer at the radio station here at Asheville FM, Gary does a lot here in the community of Asheville. So maybe you can introduce yourself outside of this realm and talk a little bit about the work that you do at the YW.
Yeah, absolutely. So outside of my role here at Asheville FM as a news team correspondent, I am the volunteer and racial justice coordinator at the YWCA of Asheville. For those folks who maybe aren't familiar with the YWCA of Asheville, our mission statement is eliminating racism, empowering women, which is a pretty lofty mission. And we do that through eight different programs in which we work towards bridging the gaps between the achievement gap, between health disparities, between racial disparities, et cetera. We have a gym at the YWCA. We have three childcare providers, and we have a mother love program that works with pregnant and parenting teens. And specifically within my role as the racial justice coordinator, many of our programs are designed to address some of those racial disparities. And specifically, we organize a stand against racism campaign that happens annually every April. And this is our signature event. And this is one way that we work towards our mission of eliminating racism. And it is worth noting that the YWCA, we are one of 225 different YW associations in the country. And this is a nationwide effort. But consistently here in Asheville and Buncombe County, since 2010, we have been one of the most active stand sites in the entire country. And this year is really no different.
If I understand correctly, the Stand Against Racism isn't just one event, it's many. What does that look like?
Exactly. It's a myriad of different events that happen all throughout the month of April. Our concentrated dates this year are April 27th through April 30th. And the way that folks can get involved with the Stand Against Racism campaign is your organization, your group, your church, your school, you can have a stand event. And that can look in ways of a panel discussion, that can look in ways of a film screening, a talk back. We've had numerous events already taking place here. Last year, we had 64 different groups that are participating. And this year, we have a lot of folks. And we have thousands and thousands of people who get involved just by attending some of these Stand Against Racism events. And the goal of this campaign, it is an awareness campaign, and it is to bring awareness around the negative impacts of institutional structural racism. But I think here in Asheville and Buncombe County, we can be proud to say that we have been doing this work. Specifically, Asheville and Buncombe got involved in 2010, and there has been this level of intentionality with some of our bigger employers and some of our groups who have been really conscientious in terms of raising the platform a little bit higher. So this is not just a campaign where you're just holding up a sign saying, I stand against racism. This is actually addressing issues that exist here within our communities. For example, the Western North Carolina Diversity Engagement Coalition, back in 2011, I believe, there was a stand event that took place over at UNC Asheville, and it was about diversity and inclusion within your workforce. And right after that event, six of the biggest employers got together and said, this doesn't have to be a one-off. This should be something that we are consistently working towards every year to kind of have some of those best practices in terms of creating equitable opportunities for people of color and for women. And last year we had an event called Ban the Box that happened at AB Tech. And Ban the Box, for those who are not familiar, on a lot of applications, there's a check that says, check here if you have been convicted of a felony. And when we talk about institutional structural racism, the criminal justice system is the disparities that exist between racial disparities are drastic. You can look no further than the state of Black Asheville to kind of see some of those sobering numbers. And so for us to be able to eliminate one obstacle for folks who are applying that are trying to, you know, gain meaningful employment, and by not having that obstacle of checking that box, it goes a long way. And I know that a lot of employers have since that event actually removed the box from their application. So these are small steps that we are taking to quote unquote eliminate racism, but there is no silver bullet to eliminating racism. But I think here in Asheville and Buncombe County, there is at least kind of a conscience raising effort of talking about it, naming it, having dialogue around it, and kind of figuring out what can we do to kind of address some of those racial disparities.
You just shared one example of what institutional and structural racism can look like in any community, including our own here in Asheville. What are some other modern examples of institutional and structural racism that you feel aware of and see this initiative is addressing.
Yeah, well, we see institutional racism across the board within education, within housing, within the criminal justice system, within health disparities. I mean, ABIPA, which is the Asheville Buncombe Institute for Parity Achievement, they're doing some amazing work, and there's some incredibly sobering statistics out there of infant mortality rate and black women being 3 times more likely to give birth to a stillborn fetus. And, you know, you can kind of go down just the gamut of issues that happen when it comes to just trauma and generational trauma. So we're seeing a lot of groups and organizations and nonprofits that are kind of working towards some of these disparities with you know, education and with children and what have you. But this is a campaign that it's an opportunity for our community as a whole to really stand in solidarity and to kind of show up and stand up against racism. Like, so on the surface level, it's an awareness campaign, but the deep dive analysis, I think, is really, really where the heart of this campaign is. And you can look no further than our theme this year. So every year we have a theme, and this year it's Women of Color Leading Change. And that really underscores the intersectionality of these issues. So for Women of Color Leading Change, despite outpacing other groups in college education, leading social progress since the very beginning, and often being the primary breadwinner in their household, again, consistently, women of color are underrepresented in positions of leadership in all sectors nationwide. And we here in Asheville and Buncombe County are by no means an exception to that. In fact, we probably have a greater number just given that our population is roughly, I think it's like 84% Caucasian. And it's a really declining number of African Americans. It's a small number of Latinx, and it's a small number of Asian people that are here. And it's only getting worse in terms of just displacement, in terms of people that are moving out, because as gentrification happens, there is this kind of this paradigm shift that happens within growth. And in fact, Asheville is a number 2 ranked gentrified city in the country, second to Charleston. So we're literally witnessing it right now. So the steps that we can do to be really intentional in terms of having people of color in leadership positions, because if you have too many businesses and you have a lot of nonprofits and organizations where there are white people making the decisions of communities of color, like, again, you're kind of getting into that disconnected gatekeeping mentality, in which you have people who don't have that lived experience, and you have people who don't quite know the need of a community making decisions for a community, which happens really not just here in Asheville, but it happens around the country. And again, these are well-intentioned groups that are kind of working towards change, but it's so disconnected, and it's also not accessible. I think for there to be real change, there needs to be kind of a raising up, and it's what we're talking about. We're talking about equity, and I think much of what this Stand Against Racism campaign is not only awareness, but it's naming it. It's being able to kind of call it for what it is. It's about naming what is institutional structure racism, calling equity equity and not equity, equality, or diversity. Like, you can have different groups of people from different races in a room, but again, you're not actually solving any issues. So I think these are steps that are being taken. They're really small steps. Again, like, we are not solving racism by any means through a once a year campaign, but the hope is that we are drudging up enough attention, and people are kind of like tuning their ear, like, oh, like, this is an event. Let me show up to this event. Let me learn something, and let me take this back to my employer. Let me take this back to my sphere of influence and see what I can do within my scope of influence to be able to kind of begin to change some of these things, whether that be changing your friend's mind and what is white supremacy, or whether that's changing a policy in your place of employment, or kind of doing something a little bit bigger and getting involved with some of these grassroots efforts, such as Black Lives Matter, et cetera.
It seems like a great opportunity to be building relationships and getting ideas for what those solutions could really look like. So there are many events that are happening. They've already started and they're going through next week, but you have a signature event that's coming up. Can you talk more about that?
Absolutely. And for folks who want to get the full rundown of all the events that are taking place throughout April and that have already really taken place, you can visit ywcastand.org, or if you're interested, you can actually go to our national website at standagainstracism.org, and you can kind of see just how well Asheville and Buncombe has showed up this April comparative to the rest of the country. And I think it's something for us us to be really proud of. But yeah, there are a myriad of different events that are and have been taking place. There are a couple events that are taking place this week, Building Bridges of Asheville, that I'm involved with. There's going to be a discussion around how the paradigm of racism has changed over the last 25 years. Democracy North Carolina, they had an incredible event talking about race, power, and participatory democracy in terms of the cyclical nature of not only racism, but voter suppression and oppression, which was really eye-opening. But the YWCA of Asheville, we have our signature event that's going to be taking place next Thursday, April 27th, from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Wesley Grant Center. And that is where we're doing an event around our theme this year, which is Women of Color Leading Change. And it was really important for us to want to highlight some of the grassroots efforts of women of color who are doing the work on the ground. And not to take anything away from the people who have been doing this work for a really long time, because they have really kind of set the foundation for a lot of these women. But it's important for a lot of our young Black and brown youth, and specifically Black and brown girls, to be able to have these positive role models. I think that's a big disconnect here in Asheville, is that because we are generally really homogenous, that when you have people of color who grew up here in Asheville, they don't have any role models to look up to. So the four-person panel that we have that we're really excited about, so we have Marcha Akala-Williams, who is the parent family engagement coordinator for Asheville City Schools. We have Dwana Little, who is who's the community engagement coordinator with Asheville Greenworks. Iyandia Pearson, who's a community advocate and Asheville Residents Council member. And also Nicole Townsend, who is a community organizer and a spoken word artist. And these four women, they are doing incredible work in their own right, kind of within their scope and their sphere of influence. But it's going to be really unique to bring them together to kind of talk about some of the obstacles that they face as Black and brown women, kind of in this social climate, but also some inspirational aspects of perseverance and resiliency. So I think it's going to be a really great event. And for folks who are interested in hearing this story and hearing a narrative that is generally different than what they typically hear, it's an event worth attending.
Well, one more time, if people would like to learn more, if they want to check out some of these public events coming up, where can they look?
Absolutely. So you can go to the YWCA of Asheville, our Stand Against Racism site, and that's going to be ywcastand.org. And you can see the full list of stand events that are happening here in Asheville and Buncombe County. And also, you can visit our national YWUSA website. That's standagainstracism.org. And you can see the full list of stand events that are happening nationally, because again, this is a collective movement that's happening here in our community, but this is just one speck of what's happening nationwide with YWCA associations and our community partners.
Gary, thank you so much for the work that you do in the community of Asheville with the YW, as well as here at Asheville FM.
Certainly. Thank you for having me.